Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
Word up, man. What's going on?
The funny thing is that now I understand why you do it and you realize it never sounds on.
Well, yeah, I mean, it does always sound on.
I guess that's okay, right?
It absolutely sounds on. Anyway, what up, y'all?
You did a good job yesterday.
Wait, what happened now?
You did a good job yesterday.
Every day, actually, with the exception of the one time I was in the box or whatever. But what up, y'all? You alive on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
What up? What up?
Kev Sakota is text me before the show and said that he was going to try Bluetooth. So I told Kev, you know, welcome to the year 2000 and
welcome to the future.
Seemed like a fun thing to do.
We've been waiting for you. Welcome to the future. What? We've been waiting for you.
That's how you spend your time.
we're glad to have you here in the future with us. Thank you for showing up for the rest of us. I'm going to try Bluetooth. All right, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is the In Here Trippin' edition of Rap Sucks Radio, where we drop a new episode every day as opposed to once a week like we used to. This is a quarantine edition, and we will see how this show rocks off. We have two completely different topics to discuss.
I'm a little concerned that my battery is going to run out on these headphones, but I'm pretty sure we'll make it to the first one, which is all I care about.
All right, so we'll
start. First topic.
We'll start off on a good foot.
All right.
All right. So a couple of weeks ago, man, we were talking about DJs on IG Live, and we were talking about people actually asking for donations or asking for payment to DJ or whatever on Instagram. And we thought, you know, we both had an opinion, I think a similar opinion, that it, you know, ain't really that fresh to do so, but you got to get paid somehow. You know what I'm saying?
What? I did not say that.
Okay.
I did not in any way say that.
I did. I said I don't really think it's that cool. I thought we both agreed on that. But we did both agree that, you know, it is a rough time and you got to find a way to get paid. So, you know, support your local artist.
Make the option available. Make the option available.
Fair enough, says the marketing guy. But the thing is, I don't know if they really as on point as Black China is, though. Black China might be.
No, not at all.
Nah, I think she's kind of doing it well. So the title of this topic is How Much for One Re-Up? And the reason is Black China of Kardashian fame? I think it's the Rob Kardashian's ex-girlfriend, whatever. I don't know. Is charging fans, Kev, peep this, $950 to FaceTime with her. And $250 for a follow. Wow. Oh. Wow. On what level? What are we even doing right now?
What is going on?
$950. So far we know that there are no takers for this, but just peep. China is charging $250 to follow her fans back and $950 to FaceTime with them. She announced the news on her Instagram story. You're probably thinking, man, this whole pandemic and she's charging that much for FaceTime and follow back. However, to be fair, for those that are facing financial hardship, she is offering a payment plan for those that cannot pay in full.
What are the terms?
I do not know the terms. I do not know the terms. They did not state the terms. But she is offering a payment plan. So if you wanted to do it, you know, you could pay monthly until your balance is paid off.
Literally, the first thing I thought was, why 950? It's a very oddly specific amount. It's like a light stack. What? Is that she owes somebody $950? What is really going on?
Maybe it's
did you say there's no takers yet?
No takers as of yet.
How do you know? Is there a chart somewhere? Or
You know what? That's a good question. Wait. Did I say there was no takers yet, or did I say I don't know the terms? I don't know if there were any takers yet. I do know that I don't know the terms.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
So yeah, the terms have not been, the terms of the payment plan have not been disclosed. So if you like to, I think you're just gonna have to DM her if you would like to know the payment plan terms.
Do you have to fill out an application?
So
credit check.
Right. Yo, so here's the thing.
I'm gonna give Black China my social and two forms of government ID so she can go ahead and run my credit. That sounds like a winner's move right there.
I mean, listen, 950, I think it's like, it's not quite a, like if you said 1,000, it's like, aye, man, it's 1,000, you know what I'm saying? But if you
it's the marketing gimmick, right?
It's the marketing gimmick, like,
like $99.99.
Yeah, exactly. $99.99.
I like that. The only other thing I could figure is that she's done some extensive research and like figured out that's the exact amount of money that the market will bear.
Yo, this news is courtesy. Hold up, real quick. This news is courtesy of the homeboy Omega, so I have to.
Big O! Go!
Shout out my man Omega for me real quick.
Oh man. This is, that's where I saw it. But yeah, wow. And you know that, what are you going to do? First of all, what does a follow get you?
Nothing. That was the thing. I needed to know, okay, if you follow, all right, so she follows back. Does she shout out? Does she promote you? How does this work? Do you get to record the FaceTime and be like, yo, all right, I just FaceTime with Black China or whatever? Like, how does any of that work? You know what I'm saying?
I think all of this is leading to a whole lot of upsells that we don't have the price sheet, you know?
Because
what are you going to get on? Are you going to get a FaceTime with this person? Are you discussing Trump's response level to the pandemic and... You know, the pros and cons of hydrochloroquine, or what are you really talking about?
I've taken this to a current free service level. I'm imagining that a 950 gets you a little more on FaceTime than you gotta put the kids to sleep to see what happens on FaceTime for 950. I'm just imagining, you know what I'm saying? I can't imagine, man. I'm like, yo. What are you going to tell me? I need to see the 950 to see all that, or we out? Like, and I'm not saying I want to pay for it. I'm just saying anybody who's spending their money is like, look, it's 950. Put on a show. Let's get it cracking. You know what I mean? It's like phone sex operator / FaceTime. Make it happen.
You're about to get your front facing camera dirty.
For real.
At the very least, that's going to buy you $950 worth of Windex.
Oh my God. This show has already taken a turn.
Kids.
So just for advertisement's sake, if you guys want to catch up with Black China, you can follow her on her Instagram and request a follow back. I'm not sure how she charges you, by the way. So, I mean, you can get a follow back and owe later. Nas Lost, by the way.
Underwritten by TD Bank or something. There's just an extensive... There's a financial instrument that has already been set up to handle the cash flow and the debt.
For my man Jeff, the Boston fan, who had mentioned... No, I'm not going to try it, Jeff. Thank you very much. However, for my man Jeff,
Boston fan. By the way, does this count as talking about rap?
Wait, we on the same page. I was going to do this. I was going to say Nas lost because instead of owe me back, Black China's dropping follow back. How about that?
That's kind of a long walk.
That is a long walk. However, I think MC Search is not going to get paid for the publishing on Black China's.
See,
man? Cold-blooded.
What does Search do when Primo dropped New York State of Mind? Everyone's like, and Search is like,
Right? Publishing money. He got that, 0.004 cent?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's cold-blooded, man. Nas is the illest. That's cold blood. I should have never done that. All right. moving on to probably the least favorite discussed topic on this show, politics. The one thing that no one wants to discuss. But I do want to drop this because I want to get your thoughts on this. That's why. That's the only reason I really added this topic, because I want to hear your response to it. So will Fauci be kicked
off? Makes one of you.
Will Fauci be kicked off of The Apprentice? This is my question here. Trump retweets a call to fire Fauci amid coronavirus criticism. CNN, Washington Post have reported, several people have reported this. Now, check this out, though. I'm going to kind of skip to the end of the story and then give the middle. So Trump did respond to this today, and he said that he knows a lot of people, people are unhappy. The guy was unhappy, so he retweeted the guy, which, whatever, right? I'm paraphrasing. And he also said that he did see the fire Fauci hashtag. So he knew what he was retweeting when he retweeted it. But then he also said that he thinks Fauci's a great guy and doesn't plan on firing him. So it was a threat. Could we both agree that it was a threat?
Yeah, it's the same thing he does before everyone resigns.
Right.
He never fires anybody, but yeah. Before they resign or they just have had enough, he says they're a great guy and threatens to fire them, says they're a great guy, and then doesn't do anything because he's kind of a
yeah. B-I-B-I, why you acting like a... this is what Fauci said on CNN to get him in trouble with... Mm-hmm. The homie, old dude, he said on CNN, based on Trump's call to quickly restart the economy, etc. He said, I mean, obviously, you could logically say that if you had a process that was ongoing and you started mitigation earlier, you could have saved lives. This was on the State of the Union on CNN, right? Mm-hmm. When asked about social distancing, stay-at-home measures, and could he have prevented deaths, etc., that's what he said. And he also said, obviously, no one is going to deny that. But what goes into those decisions is complicated. But you're right. I mean, obviously, if we had, right from the very beginning, shut everything down, it may have been a little different. But there was a lot of pushback about shutting things down back then. So that was basically what got him in trouble, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever, in my opinion. I don't see what...
Well, it's because he was finally saying publicly something that everyone kind of already agrees with and knows, and that we know he thinks that, he just hasn't gone out there and said it, right?
Right.
And just bluntly.
Right.
But yeah, that's, you know, if these guys would spend a little more time fixing the things that they messed up instead of just continuing to not do anything, it might help. I don't know.
Maybe
they might mess it up. I mean, because I was thinking about, and again, it's now a badge of honor for me that I don't watch this thing every day. So I didn't see. I think today, dude, like bugged out and like showed some. I think he had Hype Williams do a video for him or something, and he screamed that for the press corps or whatever it was.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the shiny suit.
With the shiny suits.
but so I just read about it. But I think the one and only time I watched it was one of the first ones, if not the first one, and it was probably about a month ago, because I think we were already kind of stuck inside. And he had like the dons of the five pharmacy families of New York or whatever, the big gangster heads at his press briefing. You know, Don CVS and Don Target. Don Walgreen talking about how there was going to be, you know, there's going to be beautiful parking lot testing for everybody across the nation for anyone who wanted it.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
No, it's not. No,
it's
not.
For what Life was saying, there's people doing donuts in the CVS parking lot yelling coronavirus.
For real. It's happening. It is actually happening. Oh, man.
So, yeah, not really, nothing has happened. That's the amazing thing about it. We have been stuck at home for a month, and there is not a single person among us who has not done more and been more productive while staying at home, literally doing nothing, then that dude is done to help anyone who's affected by this thing, man.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'd imagine for those of us who work in the oh man, I guess all of us, no matter what, I do think that people that get to drive or work out of office are the most blessed human beings in the world. UPS drivers, maintenance workers, you guys, man, like it or not, I don't know, but these meetings, oh my God, meetings. I cannot stand meetings. And I'm going to tell you right now, whatever meetings are happening at the White House have to be the worst, most non-productive you could have sent this in an email meetings that have ever happened. Dude. Oh my God, man. Ugh. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's really all on that topic. I don't know if we need to get into that. I do want to go back to the Black China thing really quickly though. So just out of curiosity, what is a good price point to FaceTime a celebrity?
I have to be very low.
Better question,
I think.
Much better question. Is there any celebrity in history, dead or alive? That
now we're talking. Now you're getting to the heart of the matter.
That you would pay any amount of money to FaceTime with, and what would that amount of money be? And people in the comment section too, if you guys had, so no, nobody.
Probably not. I mean, no, because Anyone I would pay any amount of money, you know, noteworthy amount of money, they'd just spend 10 minutes trying to figure out how to work FaceTime.
I mean, my sister said no.
I
don't know if I all the way believe that one, Sharon. I feel like there's got to be somebody. Nobody. All right, fine. All right.
What about you? What about you, Trek? Like, what if Nelly was still alive? Would you pay him some kind of money to FaceTime with him?
No, not at all. All right, give me a second, because I think I have an answer to this, and I do have an amount.
And you have a sound effect lined up for it, don't you?
I do not. Oh, I do not.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind FaceTiming a studio session with Prince, like just to see his process. And I'd probably pay like $100 for that. You know what I'm saying? Just to see the process. I just want to see how, since he could play every No, Sharon. Nelly did not die. Wait, do not go repeating that. No, Nelly is fine. Hold up. Stop the show.
Nelly lives and he continues to make great music.
And so the second part is not true.
Do not worry.
But he is alive. Anyway, yeah, I might pay $100. If somebody was like, yo, quick $100 to see, you know, the thought process on Prince. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be cool. That was a good answer, though. We're not here for good answers.
A terrible answer? I don't know. I can't think of a worst, you know what I'm saying? Anyone. I don't know about thank God either. I just know that I'm glad he's, you know, I'm glad, you know, I don't want to see anybody die, but yeah, I'm not thanking God.
I'd raise up off like a five spot to go back a few months and just ask Macklemore why the Magic Rap album was ever going to be a thing. Just really sort of do a deep dive into that thought process.
Wait, yo, yeah, there are some questions. Like, you know, I might throw a five down to ask Big Daddy Kane, like, why he did the for the little book with Madonna back then. Like, I might have to be like, what? Yo, why did you do that?
You know what his answer would be?
What?
He'd go look at the book. His answer would be, go look at the book, Reg. Go look at the book.
That's true. That
I guarantee. True. I guarantee you, he didn't pay. He didn't have to pay $9.50 for that.
All right.
Would you pay $5 just to go back in time and ask one of your homies, like, why that haircut?
Wow. Nah.
Why did you date that chick?
A quick five to ask RZA why Gravel Pit? Like, what happened? What were you guys thinking?
Oh, okay. Can we talk about that for a second? Because we got stuck in trying to actually have a serious discussion about this thing yesterday. Since when was that dope?
Since never, ever on any planet. That video was
Didn't they also spend like $950 million making a Flintstones video for no reason?
It was so funny.
It was like Steven Spielberg and Hype Williams directed the video. Spike Lee as a consultant. What was going to hell on? I was looking forward to that so much. And then I saw that video and I was so... It hurt my heart.
Dude, first of all, that hook is the... That hook is... The hook is why.
What are the lyrics to that?
The hook? Chick
talking
about check out my gravel pit, my mystery unravel it. And he's like, yeah.
Is that an inappropriate reference? What are they even talking about? Is a gravel pit a bad part?
Is it a 950 FaceTime? I don't know. Oh, he said RZA said it was big.
Because it was about 158 beats per minute. That's why.
Well, check this out. Look,
that's like hip hop techno.
That's what rappers say, though. That's a hip hop thing. It was big in Europe, man. We killed it out in Europe. We did it. Because you can't see. You can't answer. Nobody knows if that's true or not. People in Europe are like, yeah.
I'm big in Japan. Gravel pit.
Gravel pit. Good Lord. We're going to sign out on that one.
He was working up to it.
He did. He worked all the way up to gravel pit.
He was like, oh, wait till we get to gravel pit.
My sister said she...
And then forgot about Cream.
Right? He could have played the sample for that first two. My sister said she'd pay 50 to talk to OJ. He'd take it. He'd take it now. You could pay 50 to talk to OJ right now. OJ would chase that money down. Yeah.
Just make sure you get her a burner.
FaceTime, yeah. Right, for real. Yeah. For real. FaceTime, like, for real. Like, FaceTime from, like, a payphone if you can.
You saw OJ shading the Tiger King dude?
I did not. I have. Okay, let's talk. Okay, let's talk about that next episode.
Well, what are we going to talk about? I'm not watching that.
You're not going to watch it. But it has to be news on it.
It boils down to OJ is in here tripping.
All right, then we'll talk about him here. We'll talk about him next episode. Yo, man, thank y'all for rocking with Rap Sucks Radio, man. I am Track Life. That's my homeboy, Kev Sakota. You can catch us on rapsucksradio.com if you missed any or, you know, any parts of this. The replay will be on rapsucksradio.com or any of podcasting platforms that you enjoy, I guess, outside of Pandora. I still have to mention that because we are on Spotify. I've checked for myself, so there's that. And Apple Podcast and Google Podcast. Yeah, all of them except for Pandora for some reason. Which also is having a weird issue putting up the Track Life records. I wonder if it's me. Anyway.
Might be me.
Anyway, so outside of that, you guys can catch us there. Shout out to my man Omega for the news story. And on a count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace. And we out, y'all. Holla.